Welcome to episode 1-0-6-2 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for half off. I am Luke! Joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
And Jay.
It's Jay.
Hey guys, before we get started, we got Down to Dunk shirts at www.downtodunk.com. No big, long, hard to remember website. Down to
who was it that did that? Do you remember who? Yeah.
Micah Alcorn helped us set
Micah,
up. So
thank you,
big man. Shout.
Thank you,
huge shout out.
Always
awesome.
Helping us out when we don't know what to do with technology.
That's right. And what also, the guy who helped us with design some of the shirts, he's got Thunder hats in stock.
Corduroy.
They match my pants. They look not today, but I own some. They look awesome. He is at, go to Twitter, at BrandonLand_, or his Instagram is the same as that, and you can check him out there. They're dope.
Nice.
Andrew has one of his
dope
hats.
Yeah, I do have one. They're cool.
They're cool.
I've gotten to the point now when the intro song came on that I listened to everything in 1.5 to maybe sometimes even a trending towards 2x speed.
Yeah. Huh.
And so I've always wondered if there was going to be a point in my life where I started to think that people talked slowly, yeah, or the music was slow. The music, yeah, felt slow,
yeah,
but you still sound normal to me.
Oh, good.
So I don't know when that's going to transition.
Eventually I will sound
at some
slow.
Point I'll watch you on YouTube,
yeah,
and I forget that I can change the speed on YouTube.
You can.
And it feels very slow.
Yeah.
So
I listen.
Hey, let us know. Let us know. How do you listen to Down to Dunk? 1 speed? 1.5?
Let us know. I care a lot about that.
It's a big deal for me.
I just listen to all podcasts at the same at 1-to-1 speed.
Yeah.
I do not speed them up.
Wow. Like 1.1?
Uh-huh. No, just like 1-to-1. Like the same speed that they're recorded in. I listen to them in.
1.21?
As soon as I found out that you could listen to the like a full podcast.
Why?
In shorter amounts of time, I was like, yeah.
Why?
I've been doing it for years.
It's because you can consume more content.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. But you should
some
just,
great podcast,
you should
man.
Just enjoy the podcast. Other thing is this, the content you have.
Here's the deal. Like, I don't have a drive where I get to listen to podcasts like you do.
Yeah.
You drive to Stillwater so regularly.
Uh-huh, that's true.
And I don't sit around the house putting podcasts in unless I'm doing something that I like, mowing the yard.
It's
perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Podcasting.
I just watch movies, and you press rewind the first time. It's the slowest fast forward, you know.
Like, I
just watch movies and fast forward. I just watch movies and fast forward.
No, not the same.
No, not the same. Same. You want? They're both entertainment.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that does that?
No.
Okay, I bet you know tons of people that listen to podcasts.
Maybe,
like,
but I don't.
1.5 speed.
Probably.
I actually think it's kind of psycho behavior to listen to it in 1x speed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Huh, okay.
Anytime I listen to a podcast and it's at 1x speed, I just am like, these guys.
I like, hey, I'm here with all my friends. We're talking.
Yeah, but I could hear that exact same thing in 1.5 speed.
I know, but then you're not.
Not fully engaged.
You can't keep up.
Yeah.
Hey, Media Day is next week.
It's Monday at 11.
Do you think?
11.
11.
11. Do you think you're going to be able to get a intro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have supreme confidence that I'm going to be able to get something on Monday.
Can't wait.
I'm really excited.
I just can't wait for you to meet Poku.
For some Poku.
I know.
Poku content.
It's on the way, I will say.
Oh my gosh.
Po content.
Po content.
Yeah, po content.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. I'm excited.
Incontinence?
Poku incontinence. I've seen the meal he's eaten.
Yeah.
I bet he's doing some of that.
What is that from? Did he go to Denny's? Looked like a grand slam.
Yeah, what was that?
It looked homemade. It looked like he was in a home.
He
right?
May have been. I don't know. I don't
know either. You can ask him. Tune in Monday to figure out.
What is the if Media Day is Monday, is training camp next week? Yeah, the 28th or whatever. So it's
Tuesday.
Oh my gosh,
that's the way it goes.
When's the first preseason game?
It's like the end of the week.
I've just assumed that the desert was going to be a longer journey.
No, dude,
than it has been. Next, we're here.
Next week is
we're gonna have real content.
Preseason's next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, do we know anybody know if Bally Sports or Bally Sports and
there's no news on that yet.
YouTube TV have made any sort of agreement?
There's no news on that yet.
I'm gonna need them to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. If you guys get your stuff together.
Yeah, because illegal streaming for an entire year again is just not my ideal way to watch the Thunder.
No,
it's nor would I. Nor would I do them.
Yes, illegal actions. Don't do them.
Don't do them. It's against the law.
Sam Presti speaks to the media today at 10 a.m.
How much revolutionary content do you think is going to come out of that meeting with Sam today?
It's like, going to change everything.
I think it could change everything. Yeah. I think for the first time in his entire tenure here in Oklahoma City, he's going to let us know some stuff. Do you think he's going to talk about Gerson Rosas, whatever his name is?
Do you think that people, I guess it just depends on if people are going to ask him about
Gerson. Can you tell us kind of your opinion on what happened in Minnesota this past week?
Have you ever thought of kissing anybody around you?
But then you got to give him a wink.
An invitation.
I don't know. Do you think there's any controversial topics or anything like weird that he'll be asked today?
No. I think the question that will be asked of him, and it's my favorite question in all of media history, is what did you work on this summer? Will you ask Sam that question if you get a chance? Sam, can I just Andrew Schlecht, Dream Team Down to Dunk and The Athletic. What did you specifically work on this summer to get better?
I think he would actually have an answer to that, actually. You know?
I know.
I think he would.
Without a doubt.
What do you think? What area of life would he work to improve?
He upped the amount of Royce that exists in the Thunder.
That's great.
That's a big improvement.
What's Royce's specific job over there?
His specific job? I think he's like just doing media stuff.
So is he going to...
like some basketball op stuff. So
man, that's so tight.
Yeah.
I never got to mention that, man. Royce was...
Yeah, but his actual job title is like... czar of media thoughtfulness and innovation.
I was asking him about it, and he said that his title was not a fun title.
That
he's like, I don't even remember what it is. But
like, are we going to see their kind of media, their vision for the way media from the Thunder happens change because of Royce?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Are we going to get like Daily Thunder Nuggets and stuff like that?
Hey, great question.
Like,
I don't know.
But his content?
I have no clue. I have absolutely no idea.
Andrew, he knows, Luke. Look, knows.
No, well, there's a thing. He gets to ask Sam all these questions.
Will you see him on Monday, Royce?
I hope so.
Man, that'd be tough. We all hug?
I don't know. We have to. I mean, it's very restrictive there.
Everybody has their own little bubble they have to stay in?
Pretty much.
How are you going to get to Poku?
I won't have to get to Poku. I'll say that.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Yeah, if it was the traditional way that I'd have to get an intro, I would say there ain't no way I'm getting an intro.
That's not talking about, man.
You know what I mean?
Are you gonna have any video for us on Monday?
I'm gonna yes. I am trying to figure out how I'm gonna do that, but the answer is yes.
Are you gonna go live for us is the question?
No. But
man, you are being sneaky here, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
A lot of anticipation now coming Monday.
It will not be live, but I will have video.
Now, Sam's thing online, or is it live?
It's online.
Yeah.
It's Zoom. Yeah.
I bet Sam this summer really focused on his drumming.
That's what I was going to say.
He really.
There's a drumming question in our TQs.
He really wanted to get into some drumming.
Yeah.
Tom to Tom Tom snare.
Tom to Tom Tom snare. It's like, you know, it's like, man, I really, really have focused on, I have an Incubus cover band. And I'm really focusing on that.
Guys, imagine running out into the arena, lights go on, Tom to Tom Tom snare.
Sean jumped off stage.
Okay, we're going to go over.
That's such an insight. I think we've shared that story on the pod before or something
here's
like
this,
that.
Here's this. That question, because it's from at the Frozen Oaky, who says Ron Swanson's alter ego for secretly playing saxophone in jazz clubs was Duke Silver. If Presti were to have a jazz drummer alter ego, what name would he use?
I mean, that's a hard one. Something with Samuel. Is his full name Samuel?
But Ron Swanson doesn't have. It doesn't have any. It's Duke Silver.
I know. It has so nothing it to do with to that. His but you, name. I wouldn't assume that Presti is going to go that far to hide it. You know what I'm saying?
Call him Vandy Gold.
Vandy Gold.
Come on, Luke.
No.
I don't know. Did y'all watch Parks and Rec though?
Yeah, like three times.
The whole show three times?
Yeah.
Or three episodes?
The whole show three times.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that about you.
That was very good.
Parks and Rec's fantastic.
When was the last time you watched it through?
When did they take it off Netflix?
It's off. It's not there anymore.
It's on Peacock now.
It's on Peacock.
Peacock.
I'm
watching Yellowstone, by the way, which is also on Peacock.
No, it's on Paramount.
Both. Have y'all watched it, Yellowstone?
No.
It's okay.
It's okay?
It's just okay.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound
good. I have some opinions on it, but I'm still waiting. I just finished season one.
It's like you haven't even watched it.
No,
there's
just
so
getting started.
So much twists and turns to happen, I'm assuming.
Wow.
I have no idea what Sam Presti's jazz drummer name would be.
It's Puke.
Nope.
Puke Pilver.
Ah, good. Well done. This is where Taylor would really come in clutch for us.
Uh-huh. He'd say something nasty.
He would say something nasty. Then we'd have to move on really fast. All right, let's move on to five questions for Thunder training camp. Question number one. Who starts on this team in preseason game one?
Let's go through the guarantees. Shea. Dort. Do you feel that's a guarantee?
I mean, if it's not, then somebody else is very, very good that we don't know about.
I assume Favors at the five.
I assume that as well.
So that leaves the 3 and 4 in positionless basketball. My assumption would be that Josh Giddey starts at the 3.
Okay.
And Alexei Pokuševski.
Wow.
Starts at the 4.
I mean, that would be ideal. That's what everybody wants, right? My assumption is that Bazley starts at 4.
Poku comes off the bench, or Giddey comes off the bench and Poku plays the 3.
Yeah, it's one of those guys comes off the bench.
L-Man?
I don't know. I think
if you're gonna bet $1,000 on who starts.
I think Poku comes off the bench.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that makes sense probably, depending on his development though. And the way he's eating, man, I don't know. A dude may come in thick.
I feel like Josh might come off the bench.
I know. I think the only reason he wouldn't is because you feel, which this is not going to be how Daigneault does that, but if you felt any sort of pressure because he's the 6th pick to make sure that he starts.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Giddey or Daigneault?
Giddey.
No.
Like he's like.
No, he knows that he's there to learn too. He's 18, 19 years old.
Part of it's, I mean, they may put the ball in his hands as like the backup point.
Yeah. And so
then,
some of those minutes
and then
that
mix him in Teo had. Else. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's there's kind of a log jam, but that's why I think it is nice that Giddey's so big. Is Giddey can come in and you can run a multiple part point guard. Like you could run some lineups with Ty Jerome, Teo, and Giddey.
Yeah.
And it not, I mean, it'd be redundant in some sense, but it would still work because of Giddey's size. And then Trey Mann. Does Trey Mann play? I mean,
if you pick him 18th, he's got to play at some point.
Yeah.
Like he just has to.
Yeah.
You can't. On a team that's going to win 20 to 25 games, like you can't not play him.
Yep.
I mean, if this team were going to go for 50 and they somehow had the 18th pick, I would say there's a good chance he's just with the G League all year, you know, based on what we know about him.
Yeah. I think you're right, though.
This team.
Like, if Giddey comes off the bench, that's probably the lineup I get the most excited about because that means that you're going to have a ton of Poku in that starting lineup.
That's what I would hope for. It means that Poku's offseason went well.
We'll find out sooner than later.
We could know very soon.
Although, was there ever a time, it's hard to know because Daigneault's is so different than before, but has there ever been a time when the starting lineup that started the training camp or the preseason games was ultimately not the starting lineup?
Yeah, yeah.
Opening night?
Oh, that's right. Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
There's been starting lineups that have been changed quickly.
Yeah, what was that one? Hold on.
That's the last one that happened.
Jeremy Grant, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Grant for Tupac.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, remember that?
They started like 0-5 or something.
Yeah, I think they were 0-3.
Grant came in and they beat Boston, maybe, was the first one.
They lost, but it looked better. It looked better, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Philly, maybe? I don't remember.
Question number two. Is Poku noticeably stronger? Will he be noticeably stronger?
Like, yes. Like you look at him, you're like, he's been working out.
Yes.
Here's a question. How close have you gotten to Poku before? What's the closest proximity you have been physically to Poku?
I mean, last season?
Uh-huh.
Like 50 feet away.
50 feet?
Yeah.
Then I think you're going to say yes. Because
I was never that close to him last season. I've been close to him otherwise, like this summer, I've been close to him, but
yeah, not. But his looking at him versus can he stop being pushed around, going for rebounds and stuff that's how you're going to be able to figure out if he's gotten stronger.
Is that what you meant by the question?
Like, not just like, oh, I mean, he looks stronger.
I think he will look stronger, but I don't think it will translate yet to the basketball game.
I kind of feel like it'll be the opposite.
He's going to look
that he will thin. Look still so skinny, and you're like, boy, they sat him out of summer league for that. Like, look at him. He's a twig. Get that guy a steak. You know, the normal things that people tweet.
Get that guy a steak.
And then I think that he'll be able to do some stuff on the court that people are like, oh, like look, like he looks. I think part of what you'll see is not necessarily like, he's getting in the paint and like mixing it up with people, but just that his shot will look easier.
Yeah. I also am hopeful that he just looks slightly more in control.
Yeah.
Like, limit the amount of like hysterical, chaotic plays.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Don't take
it. It's hard because that is what draws us to him. But at the same time, it's the stuff that has to go away if he wants to be a long-term player.
I don't see it going away this season, that kind of stuff.
Every once in a while, doing a behind-the-back pass that just goes for
that just
throws into the stands.
Whips the official in the face.
Yeah. Because at the same time, there's all of, like, if you ever go on YouTube, there's, like, these Poku highlight montages. You could also, like, put together a blooper reel with Benny Hill.
A Shaq and a Fool.
Yeah, with just Poku clips.
I mean, he was literally on Shaq and a Fool a lot.
I love Shaq and the Fool. That's great.
You would.
I do.
I know.
You would. Yeah. Well, Shaq and the Fool's great. Okay, so we have a mixed bag of how we feel about Poku. Number three, who sits? Somebody on this team is going to have to not play. They're not going to play 15 guys every night. They're probably not even going to play 12 guys every night. So, who are the guys that are going to be riding the bench? Like, who's it going to be? Because, like, you look at the possible starters, like SGA, Dort, Giddey, Bazley, Favors. Like, those guys are going to play. Poku's going to play. Ty Jerome's going to play. Teo's probably going to play. Are the guys, like, riding the bench? Is it going to be, like, Deck and Muscala and Roby? Like, who do you expect to just not get minutes at all? Because some of these guys will not get minutes.
Well, and it's funny when I immediately was like, I don't know who those guys would be. And then you named all three of those guys. Well, I think those three are going to play.
You do.
So I then, think like, eventually Favors is going to sit.
Okay. But we're talking probably, if they run a 12-man rotation, like that's a lot of guys to play every night. So who would be the three? At least to start the season.
Are there not any other... Like, Josh Hall got waived.
Yeah, he's gone. We just don't pay to, just don't count the two-way guys.
I genuinely have no idea. I really hope Moose doesn't get sat again. Mainly because I just like him. But yeah. He feels like he's a pretty natural candidate to not play. It feels weird to bring Deck back and him not play.
Maybe. So unless they're planning on moving these guys. It's 15 guys, right? Counting the two-way guys. So those two, we can say two-way sit. And then probably one or two other guys sit every night where it's like we just
so give me them. Give me a rundown of the five guys that you think are the highest likelihood of sitting. So you said Roby, Deck, Muscala, the two-way guys toss away.
Probably Trey Mann is also part
Trey
of
Trey Mann, he'll sit.
I think Trey Mann will play a little bit.
You think Muscala plays? Yeah, I think Trey Mann plays too.
I just don't know why would you sign with them if you didn't think you would have some.
I think they're going to give him minutes. Millions of dollars or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
He could have probably, and I don't know this for certain, but I feel like he could have at least gotten some sort of similar contract for a team that he would play.
He legitimately loves it here.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I just
he loves
can't
the
imagine.
Team, loves the organization.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
So I mean, yeah, that's your likely candidates: Muscala, Roby, Deck. I hope it's not Ty Jerome.
I don't think Ty Jerome sits. I just don't think you can. I don't think you can sit him.
He just didn't play a ton last year either.
He did after the bubble.
Yeah.
After the G League bubble, he played a lot.
I mean, you said him. That's about it. That's all I can think of.
So.
No other wings. Like, no other wings. Because Wiggins doesn't count. He's two-way.
So, like.
Trey Mann probably sits. Plays a lot of G League.
So a question from RTQs. There's actually no. I think that there's probably three guys out of the group that I named that'll sit. Let's see. This is from at Tyler Carroll 12. Why do you think Jerry will play more than Roby this year? Also, why do you guys hate Roby so much? So do you guys think that JRE will play over Roby? Like, oh, guys I didn't name. I'm sorry. I was looking at something that one of my colleagues created. I'm like, this is not right. This is not the full list. Like, okay, Vic Krejci is on the team. Like, does
he probably sits. I'm excited to see him, but he probably sits.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he probably
anybody
sits
else
too.
That we didn't mention?
I mean, Aaron Wiggins, Paul Watson are the two ways. They probably sit.
Yep.
But they also play at times, right? Like, there will be minutes for them eventually.
You're probably, JRE probably, I don't know. I have no idea what to expect from JRE.
I think you do.
I mean, I have an idea of what I want to expect.
Okay, so from day one, who plays? Because JRE and Roby play the same position. They're both like 4-5 tweeners, right? This is like the ultimate like niche Thunder thing right
now. I know,
here.
Right.
Like,
I probably
ultimate.
Am giving JRE more minutes initially just because he's the unknown quantity.
And you just gave up two picks to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Roby, you kind of know, unless he did something crazy over this offseason to develop, like, you kind of know what Roby brings. And I don't hate Roby. Like, I was the one that got lambasted for saying that I prefer him over Moses Brown.
Yeah, it's still such a dumb take.
It's not. It's the right take. Is Moses Brown in the NBA still?
Yeah.
Dallas?
He's going to be catching lobs from Luka in the finals.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So, I really don't know. Can JRE defend? Can he stay on the floor? Those are questions, which I'm not sure Roby can really do that super well. But the big differentiation point for me with those two guys is who can consistently stretch the floor. JRE had enough in the summer league that made me feel confident in that, but I don't know what Roby ended up shooting last year. He tried to stretch the floor.
He tried.
He probably was in the low 30s or high 20s.
29% from three on 109 attempts. So it's not, I mean, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, he didn't, he hasn't had that many opportunities to shoot threes. So yeah, I kind of tend
honestly,
to. I lean toward JRE just because I think I don't think they'd take him at that spot
without an intention
and not play him.
What do you think about the fact that like If so, here's the better question for me is, if you had JRE, Roby, Muscala, and Favors, who would you rather see play?
JRE.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather Favors sit?
Oh, definitely.
And play Roby?
At that point, Muscala? I'm just like, who cares? Yeah. Like, I just don't think that either one of those guys is going to be like a part of the long term plan of the Thunder. So it's
Hold on, who? Favors or Roby?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking dual retirement of jerseys because they're going to be that good. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I would guess that Vit Krejci sits. I would guess that Roby sits. And I would guess that Gabriel Deck sits. Those are like the three that I think will sit.
Yeah, and they'll try to move Deck is my assumption.
You would think. There's just not a lot of logic behind having him on the team, no. In my opinion.
And, what makes sense is that he's the guy that you thought, well, we don't want to let him walk for nothing, so let's keep him and then try to move him.
Yeah, he turns 27 in February.
He makes no sense for this team.
He's kind of a throwback in a lot
Very
of ways.
Much so. Yeah, I think he sits. Good call.
Yeah. All right, next question. Which young player takes the leap? Somebody's going to take a leap here.
Paisley. Poku, man.
I want that to be true. I don't think it will be true. I want to see
Poku.
I want to see how much better Shai is.
Ooh, Shai leap.
Is there a leap from Shai, though?
I would like I think he sure is talking like he thinks there could be.
Yeah, the GQ article definitely brought the hype train.
Yeah,
for Shai's year.
That it would be cool, but would it also be bittersweet because we're going to be bad? Is he going to be too good for us? I don't know.
I think if he takes too big of a leap, it's going to be really hard to be bad.
But I'm interested to see him
as bad as you want to be
coming back from his injury. I want to see him.
Yeah,
that's who I'm most interested to see.
Yeah. I just think, I don't know, man. I think it post-bubble Poku was a different guy.
He was.
And to have a year, I mean, roughly a year, 6 months or whatever, of development, intentional, you know, training.
A lot of IHOP.
I don't know. I just think that, right? Denny's regularly.
Uh-huh.
I just think if there's anybody that has the potential to take that leap, I hope. I mean, Baisley would be cool. It's just every time I get excited about his possibility, I'm like, womp, womp.
I know. Yeah,
but he's still super young. It's an important reminder for Baisley, is I think we assume he's way older than he is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very young. 21.
Is there anybody else that's a possibility between Baisley and?
Give me a scale of 1 to 10, how much you believe that they can make a leap and be like a lot better than they were last year.
So 10 is like they are...
10 is like...
All-star.
10 is like they have improved so much that I can't believe it. 1 is they didn't improve at all.
Yeah. Regressed, even.
That would be in the negatives, Jay. We're not going there today.
We're not going there. Staying positive.
Dort.
Oh, gosh. Probably 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Wow. Dort haters here.
I think you kind of just know what Dort can be. Like, can he improve the overall percentage for the year from three? That's kind of the big question. Finish at the rim.
Dort's going to Dort.
Everybody thought Jimmy Butler was who he was. 3 and D. That's all he is.
Yeah. It's a little different. I don't know what he's going to be.
Is it? Isaiah Roby.
3.
3.
1.
1.
Wow. Now, 3 is still an improvement, but it's just not like a huge leap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ty Jerome.
1.
4.
This is a really weird game.
I know.
You just don't say anything after it. You just say a number and then just nothing else.
That's all
Teo. Teo also very young.
I'd like to see a 6.
He was born in 2001.
Yeah, I think Teo
6.
Ty Jerome is one of those guys like. Going back, what does he bring that's different? Like, how does he improve comparatively?
Maybe he's a better defender than he was.
Yeah.
A little stronger.
I just feel like he played so infrequently last year. It's hard to really know what to expect comparatively. But maybe that's just my foggy memory from last year.
I think it might just be you not watching any of the games.
I did not watch a ton of those games because they were real bad. They were on in the background while I did definitely other things.
Laundry,
stare at my phone. Teo is the guy that...
Push-ups.
If you would tell me the first... Yeah, just pumping iron. Based on game one of Summer League, I would have said like 7. But as that kind of continued on, I would say he's probably in the 4 or 5 range.
Okay. Baisley.
Man.
I would love...
I'm betting low on that one.
I would love to see a 7.
Yeah.
I would love to see a 7.
Yeah.
But reality is like
static.
2.5.
I would be less excited about the 2.5.
Yeah, we all would, but it's for
he's a little better.
As I said with Baisley, is I will believe it when I see it.
Yeah, same.
Man,
Poku
7.
Wow, Jay's a believer.
Absolutely.
What a hedge. Say a 5.
Okay, that's still good. That would still be good.
I'd be excited about 5.
To get,
I worry about seeing 3.
Yeah. Or a 1.
I can know he's playing against nobody, man, but the last game of the season against the Clippers, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Poku.
Okay, last question. Do you think SGA was able to add anything to his game during the offseason?
What could he add?
You tell me, Jay. This is a question for you.
Like, if he just, the only thing I could think, if he became just a tremendous, oh gosh, I don't even know, on ball defender or.
His handle could have used some work.
Tighten up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And it's gotten a lot better since his rookie season and even his second season in the league. Like, it was a lot better last year. But if it's even better, I mean, you could see a leap from him. Like, to me, that's one of the things that I think. Because he's got the step back, he's got the ability to get to the bucket. If he gets a little bit better as a ball handler.
Maybe as a passer.
Yeah.
Like, I think if he developed that with the team, and this all depends on how much space they can give him. But if they can get the floor spread for him and give him the option to do some kickouts and to find some guys on pick and roll, like, I don't know. I think that that's a development point. I just have watching Shea, I've never noticed his passing. I've noticed his scoring, his ability to get to the rim, all of those things. But I've never been ever struck by the way he can get the ball to somebody.
Yeah.
So that would be something.
It's not an elite skill of his. He's good enough at it.
But he's not your stereotypical. I mean, this is why the Steve Nash comparison is more just because of the Canadian part.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Because he's not a passing savant.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that was Nash was just elite at it.
Yeah. L-Man?
I don't know. I just want, I don't know. I want to see him, but I don't know what, like, a 10 improvement, what does that look like? That means he's just, like, the best.
Grew 7 inches, and...
I mean, a 10 improvement for Shea means that...
He's all NBA.
That guy, I was about to say.
He's an all-star.
And they make the play-in.
And we all just, I don't even know how I'd respond if that's what they ended up doing.
Then I'd tune in to find out.
Monday. You'll know everything.
We'll find out Monday.
Everything you need to know on Monday.
So, how's your development been? And he's going to say, well, what do you think about this? And then he's going to do some wild.
Crosses Andrew up.
He's going to stand up and just. Whoa.
Really, it's like the Globetrotters. You're just like, whoa. That gif kid that's like, whoa. That's you.
Just tune in for that. Okay. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. And we're back after that quick break.
Was that five questions?
It was five questions.
Hey, who do you think...
It felt like four.
When the Thunder do their...
Huh? Is this Luke's deep dive?
Go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say, when the Thunder do their... Dang, man, I've never had music behind my unnecessary questions. When the Thunder do all of their promotional material...
Yeah.
You know, it was the year it was Paul George and Carmelo and Russ and, you know, KD, Russ, you know, Serge. Who are the two or three guys that they put together in pictures? Shea, Dort,
Giddy Poku. Don't you think?
I hope that they're as in on Poku as we are.
Oh, yeah. Of course they are. It would be really foolish not to be.
The Poku hype, man.
Because honestly, when people think about OKC, I think a lot of people think about Poku first.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
I don't believe that.
I think NBA heads across the country like think about Poku.
Like people talked more about Poku in the last season than they talked about any other Thunder player on the media level.
There's a lot of intrigue.
I mean, the Ringer had multiple conversations about Poku.
The Ringer, if they're going to talk about anything about OKC, it's always Poku.
Okay. Like basketball, like nerds.
No, yeah. Those are...
Like your regular everyday NBA fan, I don't.
You know what people talk about that are just regular, like
the weather,
not the Thunder.
They don't talk about the Thunder, and if they did, they'd be like, they stink. Like, what's going on with them?
I know, I know. That's what I was thinking. That's why I was wanting to clarify. Is this deep dive? Are we deep diving? I got a deep dive. Yes. I want to do something. This is more of a question. It's a kind of Taylor's not here to ask us a question, so I want to ask us a question. I want to have a thing because Taylor will listen to this at some point. I want to put a little present in here for him. What's your favorite thing about Taylor? It can be a memory or just favorite.
I thought you were going to talk about Gerson Rosas here.
No, favorite thing about Taylor.
Taylor's one of the funniest people I know, but also like. Easy to have a serious conversation with, you know.
So I've known Taylor since 2008, so gosh, 13 years now, and you know, it's so funny. Like Taylor was, Andrew nailed it. Is he's always been that, even when he was a high school student, as he was a crack up, and sometimes you didn't know if he could ever take anything seriously. But we would go to lunch and have like really profound and deep conversations about life. I think the thing that my favorite part about Taylor, though, honestly, is the way he has grinded to start Craig Proper, and you know, now it's evolving a little bit, but just the way he created a company and the fact that a guy that, you know, if you knew Taylor in high school, you'd think, how is this kid gonna ever do anything kind of like that? But man, he created a company from scratch and was really successful with it.
Yeah.
And now he's married and has a kid. You know, now the fact that he blends or blurs the line between a child and a pet is a little bit unsettling.
It's also my fault.
Okay. But no, it's just, man, just the accomplishment that he did and the maturity that he's lived out is just impressive to me.
Yeah, I ask because I'm not wild about him.
I hate him. He's got guts. I'll say that.
Guts.
I like Taylor because he's super, the stuff that he is super passionate about, he makes it a point to get good at that thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if he's passionate about it, he's going to get good at it.
Yep.
Like, when he got into, like, basketball in high school,
yep.
He, like, was not a fan growing up and then got into it and super passionate. And same with pottery and all that stuff.
Yeah. Is this also, like, one of those things to make sure, like, are you listening to the pod when you're not on it kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see.
We'll see. He's going to call us crying.
He's also hilarious, like so funny. And we always notice anytime he's not here, like on days like today, like the whole vibe of our
it's different.
Pod feels
it's
different.
It's a different vibe. Miss you, Tayshaun.
Mostly it's not as chaotic and inappropriate, but.
True. All right.
That was it, huh?
TQs?
Wow. Let's take another quick break before TQs.
TQs?
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role.
That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And we're back after the quick break. And now it's time for
Twitter questions.
Twitter questions. Our first Twitter question comes from @topgamer77, who wants to know, how cool is Shay on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, 9?
Yeah, he's up there. Probably 8. 8 cool? Because, I mean, I think about it, and I think about the... A lot of these NBA guys are really cool, mm-hmm. like really cool guys. Like Shea can walk into a place now, like he's constantly not wearing a shirt, right? Like got to be a cool guy to not wear a shirt wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. But like the absolute like epitome of cool was Carmelo Anthony. Like the coolest person I've ever stood near or talked to is Carmelo Anthony, and it's not even close. And I don't think Shea is there yet. And it's possible he could get there. So I'm not going to say like 10 out of 10 cool. But he's cool. I'll say he's cool. But probably an 8 cool.
I was going to say I was going to land on 8. I think he's pretty cool. I think he can get... I'm giving him an 8 because I think he can get cooler.
I agree. I would totally agree with that.
Melo was... Shea is the image side of cool, right?
Yeah.
Melo had that a little bit too, right? The hats and the outfits and all those things. Melo was just the guy that like... genuinely could have a conversation with anybody.
Oh.
And you would leave going, oh man, Melo's the coolest.
I love that guy. Yeah. He was
that season was the not fun season.
It was not fun.
But I remember, I look back, I'm like, man, how cool was it that Melo was here?
It is weird to
so
think that,
funny.
It is so weird to think that Carmelo Anthony played for the Thunder. Isn't that still weird to think about?
I know, I love it. It was my dream forever and ever.
It was. And he is easily the coolest guy.
The Lakers, I mean, that's going to be a wild roster to figure out.
Gosh.
But
I'd love
the cool factor.
It is outrageous.
Outrageous.
Because like Russ, 10 out of 10.
Kendrick
cool.
Nunn.
Outrageous.
Malik Monk.
Kent Bazemore. Hey. Dwight Howard. Those are all the not cool guys, actually. None of those guys.
Hey, guys, let's move on.
Anthony Davis, not cool.
Definitively not cool. He's like a 3 on the cool scale.
LeBron,
he's cool.
He's cool.
Yeah.
Although his Space Jam was terrible.
If I had to rate myself on the cool scale,
yeah,
I'm giving myself a 2. not cool.
Yeah, I feel about the same.
Not cool.
Probably a 2.
Not cool guy. Let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @BenelephantKing, who wants to know, what pose would you choose as a Thunder player on media day? Ball fingerspin, squeeze the ball and scream, palm the ball towards the camera.
If it was me?
Yeah, if it's you.
It's you.
I do the ball and squeeze one. That's definitely me. I can't spin the ball for very long, man.
I can't do it at all.
What would you do, man?
Nude ball in front of privates. That's what I'm doing. Classic NBA the body, except it's Thunder Media.
It's true.
I don't know if they would allow that to happen.
We could do that for Down to Dunk.
give
Down to Dunk Media Day?
Put that on your Tinder profile, man.
I'm going to give that a no.
Ball in front of privates?
Ball in front of privates.
Oh, boy. If I could palm the ball and hold it out, I would do that.
That's a cool one.
It's a cool move.
That's a cool one.
It would up me from a 2 coolness to maybe a 3 or 4 coolness if I could do that.
But the real, for me, is if I was going to do that,
yeah,
is I would want the 2.
Like the old Jordan poster. Oh, wow. Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah.
2 of them.
I'd want 3.
One on the privates.
One on the privates.
Uh-huh. Who holds the one up on the privates?
I don't know. I don't know. Haven't worked it out yet.
Oh, wow.
I think you have, and I just appreciate the restraint. Yeah. I
don't know. Well, let's move on to our next Twitter question.
Good job.
It comes from at Pepsi United, who is not saying we should trade for Simmons, not with his attitude, but what do you think are the chances we draft a better player than him in the next 3 years?
So Simmons made all NBA. He's made all-star teams.
Oh, his value is just so low currently.
It's very low.
But he's a good player.
Because he's not. He said he's not showing up to their training camp.
Well, but he also flamed out in the playoffs, and he's problematic for that roster. I'm one of the few people that thinks the Thunder should try it. Like, he's not. He would hate playing in Oklahoma City. Like, every indicator is that he would not fit well here.
Yeah.
But having Ben Simmons at the 5 in Oklahoma City,
he's not playing 5 in OKC.
Well, man, why not?
I don't think he shows up for our training camp if that's.
You think he's not? I mean, he's going to play with the ball in his hands. That's the thing about Ben Simmons. Yeah.
So get him out of here. We
you
don't
can't
want him.
Just like everybody's like, oh, he just needs to be Draymond Green. Let's just make him Draymond Green. Like, I don't. Is he going to do that?
Also, Draymond Green, when the Warriors were at their best, this is what people forget. It was not ever a great percentage, but he shot the ball willingly from 3.
Still does. It looks like he's wearing a backpack when he does it, but he still does. He's doing it.
I mean, what makes sense is the Kings. Like, he needs,
he
needs a team by himself where he can play point guard and then surround him with shooters and see what happens. Like, he's kind of Russell Westbrook esque in that kind of esque.
Russell shoot it though.
He will shoot it, but yes, yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, he at least tries to keep them honest, but you guard him the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
kind of Russell Westbrook-esque.
It's going to be tough to draft a player that's as good as Ben Simmons. Now, you hope that the skill set is different. You know, if you could distribute the skill set differently, that's what you'd want to do.
Here's my question.
This is not the type of player that I would want to bring onto the team. That's like, just won't shoot it. He'd probably be the best or second best player on this team. And you don't have to guard him. Like, you just don't have to worry about him at all. Like, I wouldn't want to build a team that way.
My thinking is, in the chances in the next 3 years, that in the next 3 years, the player that we draft is better than Ben Simmons is now, is not high. But when we want to be good, like 4 seasons from now, 5 years from now, will the players that we draft in the next 3 years be better than Ben Simmons? 5 years from now, I hope so.
Yeah.
That would be, I would hope.
I do think, if I'm realistic, I think that the 2022 draft is going to be the Thunder's last best shot at their own pick being high.
Perhaps.
That's my opinion on it.
It's possible.
Now, you still have Houston's pick, which is not this year, but in 2023, that's top 4 protected. I think it's 2023. You have a couple swaps. You obviously have the Clippers. The Clippers is not the most encouraging other than the fact that it's unprotected.
This year is like, this is the time.
Yep, this will be Clippers. It.
Maybe. I mean, if Kawhi is not able to play.
But like, even listening to Ballmer's, I don't know if I listened to it or read parts of it about the new arena and,
yeah.
I mean, he's going to spend money. They're always, even if they fall apart, they'll still always push to be mediocre by adding players.
Yeah. It'll never be the number one pick. Yeah. It'll never be a top
unless
five
it
pick.
Just, they have a Plagues of Egypt season.
Yeah, unless something happens.
Which would be this year.
Like what happened with the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that this is going to be the best chance for the Thunder. And I'm so jacked about a few of the guys that are at the top of this 2022 draft. Like, I just, please Chet? Give me a top three. Chet's, he's so skinny, he makes me terrified. Like, skinnier than Poku. But his attitude on the floor and his skill set is just unreal.
Yeah.
Paolo's my guy, man.
He's interesting. He's really, really good.
He's big. He's skilled.
I just want to see him in college. I want to see what these guys look like in college before I...
Which is cool because the majority of the Hardy, I think it was the Jalen Hardy. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that's going to the G League. But for the most part, between Memphis, Duke, and Gonzaga, like, you watch those three guys, you're going to see a ton of NBA talent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Which is maybe one of the kind of side benefits of the NIL, where these college players can now make money for their likeness. Like, it's going to potentially make it to where people actually stay in the NCAA or go to the NCAA.
Yeah, because it's...
The fact that Amone Bates can go and spend a year... He's going to be at Memphis for 2 years.
Yeah.
But he's going to make money, so it's not the pressure.
He'll make money the whole time.
It was really the only way that they can compete with the G League. Like, hey, we'll pay you and you can...
Yeah, it was... It's what it always should have been with college basketball, but...
What's the center that went to Memphis? I can't remember his name.
Duran. Yeah. I don't know how
Jalen
to say
Duran,
it.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, but I don't know if you watched anything from him. I know you're not spending a lot of time looking
at him. I have not spent hardly any time on him. I know
that
he's more of like
kid,
traditional big.
But he is already looks like Dwight Howard. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an exaggeration. He's not looking like Dwight
Howard.
But
he's huge. He could play in the league. Yeah, he could play in the league.
Like, he could go straight into pros and be okay. In my opinion.
Yeah.
So all that to say that I think this is your best chance. So if you're going to draft somebody better than Ben Simmons without hitting on a pick that's shocking, like if they hit on the 11th pick and it's the Donovan Mitchell or Devin Booker, and that's there's a chance, obviously, that happens.
Yeah. Josh Giddey or Trey Mann.
Right.
Like, blows up.
Know,
you're
right.
Like, it's possible.
But
like,
I think
those
as far
guys
as
are,
top three
possible.
Picks that you feel pretty confident, I think this is going to be their last chance to get their own pick there, to be honest, for a while.
I got to go to work.
Yeah. The funny thing about Chet is, like, he's very Thunder. Like, he's very, very Thunder.
He is very Thunder. He's very modern Thunder for sure.
All right, Jay, are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed and peeved.
Man, I had one of these and I always forget it.
I got poison ivy. Yeah.
Where?
Right here.
How?
From a plant. It's called poison ivy.
Is that how it happens? I've never had poison ivy.
That's the worst. I also have it on my face right here and on my earlobe.
They're not going to let you come to media day on Monday.
It's terrible.
Unless you get that under control.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Should be good by Monday, I think. One time I had it for like 2 months.
Though. That's brutal.
It was terrible.
I coach my son's flag football team.
Oh, do you yell a lot?
Not in a bad way.
In an encouraging coach way?
In an encouraging coach way and try to get people where they are. But here's the deal is I'm playing, it's a YMCA league, and so I already automatically know that it's more of a learning league, it's more of a developmental league.
Yeah.
We had, one of the teams couldn't get a coach, and so they dissolved.
Yeah.
So we added three more players to our team. And so we have, it's 8-on-8, and we had last week, 14 players on our roster. We have like 19 players. And so it's like herding cats, man. And I had to finally tell them on Saturday, I said, because every time we come to a huddle, everybody tells me what they want to play, where they want to play. Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I?
So stop it.
Yeah, basically. Like, all right, listen, I'm going to try to get everybody playing where like the whole goal is 50-50. Everybody plays the exact amount of time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't guarantee that it's going to be on offense, defense, running back, receiver. It's the worst sometimes, man. And here's the deal. The reason I coached YMCA is because Andrew played in the flag football league a couple years ago, and I was frustrated because I didn't feel like the coaches gave them the best chance to be successful.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
So I'm coaching.
Yeah.
And now I think, man, that coach is not giving them the best chance to be successful. and it's hard, man. Like, if I could go out there and just roll with the 10 guys that I know.
Oh, I know.
Are the best.
I coached a Y basketball league, and it is like you got to give everybody equal playing time.
Yep.
So. Then you have like, I mean, I had like good players like begging me, like, can I please go back in like to finish the game? Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So quintessential, like, this is the Y league is we're up. We actually won a game, which is shocking. But we're up like, I think 7. And I was like, all right, I'm going to switch out. We had an offense that kind of was the same 8 guys, and they were doing really well. And we scored, and we were doing well. And I was like, all right, time to switch out. So I brought in a whole new offense.
Yeah.
And first play, they threw an interception that got ran back for a touchdown. And I was like, so he got the ball back, and there was like no time left. And I was like, all right, that offense that was playing, you're off the field. So I brought the new offense, the old offense back on. Yeah, but it's like, it's, man. It's,
where does Andrew play? Where does he like to play?
He actually is a pretty natural quarterback, but he'd rather be a running back or receiver.
Yeah.
And we're in that conversation. Like, I played football my whole life.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want him to play.
Yeah.
Like real football.
I know.
Tackle football. It's like, it just punishes your body, man. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So you can be a cross country runner or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Play hoops, right?
It's faded.
No.
I know.
That's sad.
It's just, we didn't want to pressure him. This is Andrew and Jay talk about parenting.
This is, you should have pressured him, man.
We didn't want to pressure him. I was really intentional because we live in a, you know, especially in Edmond where we live is like a lot of families live vicariously through their kids. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, which is fine. I mean, to each their own kind of thing. But for us, it's like I really, really, really was intentional not to try to make him what I was or what I wanted him to be.
Yeah.
And so I just let him kind of discover his own path. All we've ever encouraged him is like, you have to have extracurricular.
Yeah.
And he's actually getting really into playing the clarinet at school.
Is he getting into it?
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
He also has to do this thing called elective, I can't remember what it's called, but you have to go through 6 weeks of every elective they offer at middle school.
Interesting.
And so he's in drama currently until today. Today's his last day in drama.
Yeah.
That boy hates it. Hates it.
I could see that.
So, but I don't know. I think he'll play sports because he likes to run and he's pretty athletic naturally, which is nice. But
yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, so coaching miffs and peeves me more than it should because I'm too competitive, man. I get done and we get routed, and I'm just like slapping the clipboard and trying not to be angry about the fact that I can't control anything that's happening on the field. So,
oh man. All right, we'll have some.
This
content.
Is our last. No season content.
Dude, I know.
I feel like it went like...
I know. Monday will be packed full of little nuggets for
you. So you probably won't pod with McKelly on Monday, will you?
I don't think so.
Just do training camp stuff?
Yeah, training camp stuff. Wednesday, break it all down with Al. Yeah, it's
You're getting a break, man? You're supposed to take this week off.
No break, man.
Never breaks. No sleep till Brooklyn.
That's right. Here we go. All right. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys again on Monday.